the issue for Sligo is that for, and I'm talking here about three-bedroom homes, four-bedroom homes, families who want to buy a house and to live in Sligo, that scheme, nobody can avail of it because there are no new builds of three or four-bedroom houses that come in under €325,000. Now, that's a pretty shocking thing to say, but it is the truth. And all I asked the minister to do was to raise that threshold, to raise that level, because that scheme was brought in 2023, and Sligo's limit, if you like, the ceiling, were €325,000. So all I asked the minister to do was simply to increase the ceiling. And that means that people in Sligo, it's not for everyone, but for the cohort of people who want to buy a three or four bedroom family home, a new build, that they would be able to avail of that scheme. It's not that the scheme isn't there, it is. It just means that because the price ceiling is not in line with the actual cost of new homes, that nobody in Sligo can avail of it.
You say that it's a simple fix, really, Deputy, to increase the threshold or increase the price ceiling, but how likely is it that that is actually going to happen?
Well, I'm hopeful they will, because I know that I hope that the government wants more and more people who are in a position to do so to buy their own homes. But because the prices are increasing steeply, and that's certainly the case in Sligo and Leitrim, I want that they would raise that threshold, and that means that people could avail of a scheme that they have put in place to help first-time buyers to buy new homes. But because the price ceiling of €325,000 for a three or four bedroom home, that's not available for a new build in Sligo, they can't avail of the scheme. And that's crazy. There's no point in having schemes in place that people can't avail of.